Welcome to the GO podcast. GO aspires to engage the local church in global missions. We seek to share mission stories that encourage, edify, and equip other Christians in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ at home and abroad. This podcast is a part of Liberty Bible Church Global Ministry. Your hosts for GO are Cami Santner, a missions partner with Liberty, and joining her is Kevin Cram, pastor of global engagement at Liberty Bible Church.
Welcome back to GO. The past few weeks, we've been exploring a really fascinating topic. We've been calling the series Cultural Values in the Gospel. But because of some scheduling issues, we're planning on bringing you the final episode of that series in a few weeks. But we also thought this would be a really good opportunity to do a special standalone episode sharing some of the testimonies from our church's recent short-term trip to Costa Rica. Every year, our church, Liberty Bible Church, we send out multiple teams, both domestically and internationally, to partner with established partners and in their ministries. And we found that when these trips are done well, that short-term teams are an incredible God opportunity to see transformations in the lives of participants and partners alike. And this year we will be sending out six different teams to serve. And one of those recently returned and included our very own Cami Santner. So Cami, welcome back from Costa Rica.
Thank you. Good to be home.
So Cami was part of a team of 13 individuals from our church that went down to Costa Rica to work with long-term missionaries down there, Lisandro and Michelle Montenegro. And in fact, we've had both Lisandro and Michelle on in previous episodes of this podcast. And Cami and I thought it would be a great chance to hear from her about her experience and to share some of the insights from the participants.
It's weird being on this side. I'm not used to being interviewed.
Well, you're doing great already, Cami. It's really great to have you back, and really, I know that you had a great experience. But I'm glad that you are going to get to share that with our audience. So what's really cool is that this wasn't your first time down in Costa Rica. We've mentioned several times and in previous episodes that you served with the Montenegros a few years back. So what is your background with them again, and what was it like for you to go back? Again, right. To Costa Rica.
Yeah, so this was actually my third trip being down there. I knew Michelle and her family for a good while. Well, my family knew of her. So I went down in high school with a program our church has called Fusion. So we were in year two. There's 4 years of that. And it was basically just go, get to know the church, get to know the people, and kind of start that relationship building. Year four, they came here and got to know our church. Then I went down once I graduated after my senior year for internship with Singular, and I was down there for 3 months. So honestly, being back was just, I don't know, it kind of felt like going back home. You know the people, you know the culture, the lay of the land, and so it's just really comfortable jumping in where you left off.
I know that must have been a really sweet experience. Did you see a lot of good friends again, relationships that you built previously?
I did. And you think so much changes in that time that you're gone, and it doesn't.
That's great. Well, that gives you some good insight into their ministry, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about who the Montenegros are and what they're doing in ministry down there?
Absolutely. So the Montenegro family consists of Michelle and Lisandro and their two kids, Judah and Chloe. They have, at the hub of Singular, they have what they call the Multiplication Center. And so their vision is generations transformed in the image of Jesus who impacts lives around them in Latin America as well as the world. And so what I love about that is that it's just the circle of influence, right? Or the sphere. It's the lives around them. It's doing life daily. It's rubbing shoulders. It's not a quick, hey, let's go evangelize and spread the gospel. It's very slow, it's intentional, and it's in the little things of making those disciples. So one of the examples or programs that they have is called Impulso. And people go, they live on that multiplication center for 3 months. They keep the Bible at the heart of everything, and the people have so much passion for what they do, and they live out what they preach.
That's cool. And in fact, we have a little bit of a clip while our team was down there. They kind of recorded some just interview and testimony with some of the participants and with Michelle. And so we have a little clip from Michelle where she describes a little bit of their ministry. So listen to that.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Michelle, and we are here in Costa Rica. I live here with my husband and my two kids, and we are missionaries with Liberty Bible Church. This is called the Multiplication Center because this is where our ministry, called Singular, trains people to make disciples. Here in Latin America, we have the story of Jesus' death, but we aren't seeing people really decide to follow Jesus and therefore see transformation in their lives, in their families, in their communities. And that's what we are dreaming about. And we see that transformation take place when we are in disciple-making relationships. We love the way that Jesus came not only to die on the cross for our sins, but to show us a model of how to make disciples. So we are here in Latin America trying to do what he did and follow the example that he gave us.
Yeah, that's really cool. And just to give you the audience some background, Lissandra and Michelle, we've been supporting them as a church in their ministry for over 20 years. Michelle grew up at our church, and they've just been a really great partner in Latin America. But also, just one of the things we love about them is their heart. They just have a really clear and decisive vision for what it means to make disciples. And but they're doing that down in Latin America, so it's just awesome. So maybe you can give us a little bit of an overview of what the purpose and the focus of the team going down there this time was. What were some of the things that you guys wanted to accomplish while you were down there?
It was primarily a work trip. So it's really, really hard for missionaries who have that being their full-time job as ministry to just have upkeep of a building or a plot of land. So they don't have the time, nor do they always have the skill set to kind of accompany that. So we were going down just to, you know, fix leaking roofs or scrape away paint and repaint new colors. We did maintenance of the lawn, sanded and varnished, tore down a shed, repaired walls. But there's always more to do than just the maintenance. It's the relationships and kind of boosting their morale to help them get through the year or just wait until another team comes. So for them, finishing up that Casa Grande, the big house where they do the bulk of their work, was the primary goal. And I think we accomplished that and so much more.
That's great. And you mentioned a little bit about the relationships, like beyond just the functional, pragmatic working on the property. What did some of that relational ministry look like for you guys?
It was such a cool, unique experience because they had a lot of their staff, you know, take a day or a half day and come out there and work with us. You know, we're teaching them how to do a skill when we're learning too. It's not perfect, but in that very messy, like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to help you and we're going to figure it out. You are able to hear their testimonies and their stories and hear the heart of why they do what they do and why they're partnered with Singular.
Yeah. So. Well, when I talked to Michelle a little bit afterwards, that was what she raved about. Obviously, they were really thankful for the ministry or the work that was done on the property. But they just really appreciated the intentionality of the team to really just be inquisitive, to be good listeners, to really inquire about the lives of the team, of the people on staff. And she just had great things to say about you guys. Well, I want to hear also from one of our other team, the other team members. We have a brief, just a little clip from one of the participants, Bethany, and here's what she shares.
Hello, everybody back home. Pura vida. We are having so much fun. We're a little bit sore, but things are looking really cool here. And we have learned so much about being a disciple of Jesus, too. We're just helping with the attitudes as we paint. So thank you again for your prayers, your support, your love. We appreciate you all so much.
What made this an experience, you think, transformative for people? Like, what was it? How did it people come away different in their everyday lives as a result of going down?
I feel like that's a really hard question to answer because, you know, every person is different and has their God moment from the trip, right? Their main takeaway. And so I think if I had to kind of make a generalization, I would say the biggest thing is just seeing the Holy Spirit move. When you're away from your culture, away from family, friends, work, any type of distraction, it's very easy to be in a God bubble, right? You wake up and you have your Bible study and your worship, and then in the afternoon when you're having your lunch break, everyone's talking about Jesus, and hey, did you see this, or did you hear about this, or this song moved me a certain way, and then at dinner when you do your little debrief and your worship time again, your sole focus is on God. And so that kind of switches your mindset, and I think when you're focused on God, it really unifies the team as a whole, and it allows for vulnerability, and it kind of opens your eyes and your ears and your heart to something that you maybe wouldn't normally hear.
That's really well put, I think. So the last question that I have for you is really kind of related to this one, to the last one. But talk to us a little bit about why you think short-term trips like this one are so important. You know, short-term missions, it's a hefty topic in the North American church. We've talked a little bit about it in a series previously last year, kind of the ins and outs and all that. But just from your experience, why do you think we should keep going and doing them as a church?
I love this question, and I love short-term trips. You know, for me, it's changed my life, and so for that, I'm forever grateful. But truly, I think everyone who goes on a mission trip, whether it's short-term, long-term, if you're interning, it just... You go down thinking, okay, I'm going to help them out, and I'm going to check off this list, and it's going to be great. But you're trying it to make their life easier while they're trying to do the same for you while you're there. They're trying to make you comfortable, and so you realize coming home, I was changed and got so much more out of the trip than what I gave to them. And it almost feels like there's an imbalance, right? Like, I didn't do enough. I need to go back. But it's a partnership. It's a two-way street. And so you can always give money. You can always give prayer. And I think that's something great. They absolutely need that. But they also need the people behind it, the backing, the support. So in Acts 13, we hear about a church in Antioch that kind of sends out the first missionaries to help. It's Saul and Barnabas, I think, if I remember correctly. But they go along with money, along with prayers. They're trying to help. They're trying to do life. And I think that it's super important to send the congregation. And I'm so thankful that Liberty does that. And I think that that is really the core of a church, right? It's our values, our missions. All of that stems from the roots of caring for others.
Yeah, that's really well put, Cammie. When I talked to, you know, I was served as a missionary myself, you know, and having had the experience of receiving short-term teams and then talking with all of our partners that we send teams to, there's a lot of different value and benefit that come out of those experiences, both for our participants and for the partners. But the one thing I consistently hear all the time is just, it meant so much that you just came. You know, like, I think missionaries can sometimes feel like they're out on an island, that, you know, there's a big celebration and party when they're sent out, but then they feel like sometimes the church just kind of forgets, or are they off of the radar screen, out of sight, out of mind. But the fact that a team can come down and say, we love you and we want to come alongside you, even for this brief period, it speaks so much and communicates so much to them that we are there and with them and for them. And I know that, like I said, when they're done well, that's the caveat. When they're done well, yes. One of the benefits is that I think partners and missionaries will come away feeling encouraged and blessed because they hear and see that their church back home really do loves them and is caring for them and coming alongside of them.
Absolutely. Can I add one more quick
yes,
thing?
Yes, please.
I forgot. There's so much I want to say. I feel like it's also important to not just expect the missionaries to come back here and do a report back. So I think it's really important to, if we're giving money, why not give our time, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be hands-on. I want to see what they're doing in the place that they're doing ministry.
Yeah, that's good. Well, one more just kind of snippet testimony from one of the team members. This is from Christy, and here's what she says.
How's it going here?
It's going so great. We're getting so much done on our fence. It's looking amazing. Our team's working so hard, and we're just having an amazing trip here. It's been incredible to see how God's working in all of us. And the weather is beautiful. Oh, so yes, thank you for all of our sponsors and for all of those who've been praying. It's been an amazing trip.
So I know when I talked to each and every team member, they all had their experiences and they all said that it was a wonderful time and really impactful for them personally. So I was reminded of why I do what I do and why we do this particular type of ministry. It was a great trip. So thank you so much, Cammie, for going and being faithful in that. My only other question is, so when are you going back?
Lord willing, this summer. That's that's the goal. I want to always be there. But
that's great. Well, that's one of the cool things is that one of the feedbacks that we've been hearing is that there are so many people from this trip in particular who have said, we want to do more. We want to continue to be involved, not just in the ministry in Costa Rica, but in missions in general. And so that's exciting to me to see that God used this to plant a seed into a calling in people to see the world in its broad scope and see all the ways that God is moving in the world and then to ask him, how can I join you in that movement? So that's awesome. So thanks again, Cammie, for being a part of that team and for going and serving down in Costa Rica. So thank you for tuning in and listening. We aspire to give you real life stories and experiences to help you in your current phase of life.
As always, you can tune in to our next episode in 2 weeks as we hear more about this concept of culture. We'll dive into more specific examples of the values that shape how we view the world. And remember to go and make your life a mission.